My guest at this time is Elaine Donnelly, president of the Center for Military Readiness. We want to get her thoughts on the expanding nude photo scandal involving active duty Marines and veterans. As members of Congress demand better from the Corps and from civilian defense leaders, how does something like this happen? What does it say about the culture of the military? Are a lot of people getting tarred with a broad brush for the actions of a few? And are our politicians setting the stage for stories and scandals like this through social engineering policies? We'll get to all of that in the next few minutes. And Elaine, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks for your time today.
Good to talk with you, too.
First of all, let's talk about how this happens. Obviously, women in stages of undress, compromising situations. What are the accommodations like, whether you're on base, you're on deployment? How easy is it to see others of the opposite sex in this situation?
Well, it's easier now than it was before because the military has officially declared, actually Congress declared, that any type of sexual activity is legal now in the military as long as it's consensual. And how do we know this? Because in 2010, the law regarding gays in the military was repealed. Now, let me explain what I mean by this, okay? Don't ask, don't tell never was a law, okay? That was a regulation. Congress repealed that, but they also repealed the underlying law. That law used to say that disciplinary requirements applied on base and off base. That was eliminated. It was taken away by Congress and not replaced. What we have now is LGBT law in the military, and what that means is any kind of sexual expression is legal, provided that it's consensual, by the official order of the Department of Defense. So this means you can be dressed in a male uniform by day, you can have a woman's outfit on in the evening, all sorts of things that used to be illegal within the military now are legal. Now, how does this relate to this current situation? For any man to post a picture of a woman in a compromising situation, this is clearly wrong. These men have to be punished, but it's going to be difficult to exactly find the grounds on which to punish them for reasons I'll explain in a few minutes. Let's put aside women who, say, had pictures on Facebook, not particularly racy pictures, just friendly pictures, and somebody posts them elsewhere without permission. Oh, that's just creepy, okay? That's something you don't want to encourage. But when you have a person who sends a nude photo to a boyfriend, let's say, some of the cases we've heard about have been this type of situation. A woman who does that puts herself at greater risk. Now, this doesn't mean that she should be exploited or that he should betray her. All I'm saying is that when you take that risk, then you elevate the chances that you will be the victim of betrayal. But the person who is to blame is the person who posted that picture. That would be the boyfriend that she previously trusted. But you can't say that the person who sent a nude photograph is completely blameless, but then is it illegal in the military? You know, it's a little bit questionable whether that is illegal. Do you see how murky this gets? Because if any kind of sexual expression in the military now is okay, how do you draw the line? There are no lines anymore. So these cases are going to be very, very difficult to prosecute. Is this conduct on becoming an officer or conduct that brings disservice to the military? Yeah, probably is. But then again, if you can express yourself sexually under the new policy, what we call LGBT law, why is it not okay here, but it's okay there? Do you see how complicated this becomes? The bottom line is the military is not a conservative institution any longer. The members of the Senate who looked at the Commandant of the Marine Corps and almost yelled at him yesterday, Senator Gillibrand, how did this happen? Who is accountable? Well, excuse me, Senator Gillibrand, you are accountable or should be held accountable because you voted to repeal the 1993 law that spelled out the fact that disciplinary regulations apply on base and off base. And there's other factors and findings in that law that were all swept away. So to the extent that we have civilian control of the military, she is one of the civilians who exercised control over the military by taking away a law that, in the absence of that law, now we're getting all these disciplinary issues coming to the fore. So the Marines will do what they can, but you can't expect them to do the impossible. Previous policy was more sound. The law was sound. They changed the law regarding gays in the military, but then where do you draw the line with other forms of sexual expression, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual? Some of these pictures probably are of the latter variety. Where do you draw the line? You see how complicated this is?
Well, so, Elaine, what do you recommend? I'm guessing that reversing what happened in 2010 is probably not going to happen anymore. So what kind of policies do you think the civilian leaders, whether it's Secretary Mattis at the Pentagon or the Trump administration itself, what can they pursue to deal with this effectively?
Well, I think the commandant can and should say to the Senate, we will prosecute cases to the extent of the law. And if the what they call the controlling legal authority sees there is evidence, that evidence will be taken forward and there will be punishment according to the law. The problem is the absence of a law that would ban this sort of behavior. And let's face it, let's get real. Is sending a photograph to your boyfriend, is this something that's illegal in the civilian world? Hardly. In fact, it's almost encouraged by popular culture, by movies, by politicians, people like Anthony Weiner, people who do this as a matter of course. The military is an institution that is, of course, different. It has to be different than the civilian world, but it reflects the mores of the civilian world. So to expect the Marine Corps to be made only of saints or people who are always perfect, that is unrealistic. What they should do, perhaps, is first of all, assess the situation objectively, look at the regulations that were codified back in 1993. As recently as, just a few years ago, a Pentagon official said, yeah, all of those findings are still valid. Maybe they ought to be reinstated, if not the entire law as it was. I think they need to take careful steps to, and I'll just say it in very broad terms, to encourage discipline rather than indiscipline. If we have a transgender policy now, this is the latter part of LGBT law. It says that a person who is biologically a male can have access to the private facilities of females. That is the official policy of the Department of Defense. If that is okay, then why is it not okay to take a picture off Facebook and share it with your buddies? Again, where's the line? The Pentagon needs to look at this seriously, and the members of Congress need to also assess their role in creating a situation that is almost impossible to deal with now. I hope that in going through these prosecutions that we won't see a repeat of what happened after the Tailhook scandal. This was way back in 1991, the U.S. Navy. There were only two women who were sexually assaulted by naval officers. It was described as if hundreds of women, no, hundreds of women partied along with the men. There were 11 female naval officers. They also were engaged in compromising behavior, shall we say, one of them lying about being sexually assaulted. None of them were punished for their misbehavior, but they are adults too. So if you say, oh, well, all the women are victims and all the men are perpetrators, that would be very, very demoralizing for everybody concerned. It certainly wouldn't help women in the military, and it wouldn't solve the problem. So I hope we can learn a lesson from what happened back in 1991. It was a terrible episode for the United States Navy. I don't think they've recovered from it even today. But we do have a problem here. You know, somebody shouldn't be betrayed. But they also need to be very careful not to put themselves in line for being betrayed. It's like if you say that a woman gets on a motorcycle with her boyfriend, and she gets on the motorcycle wearing shorts and flip-flops and no helmet. She elevates the risk that something really bad is going to happen. Now, you hope that nothing bad will happen, but if you do put yourself at greater risk, then you're not totally an uninvolved victim. Do you see the point I'm trying to make here? We're talking about adults here, and the military is now a libertine institution. There are very few limitations on sexual conduct other than being consensual. Anything consensual, is it okay? I mean, everybody's been saying, well, it's against the rules to post pictures that are not consensual. You don't have permission. What if there is permission? Is that okay? You see how blurry everything is. Yeah. We need some clarity here. I happen to think that the military should have higher standards than the civilian world. It is not a high school. It should not be run like a high school or a college or a place where people routinely pass around nude photos. It should be different. It's more special. But I think everybody needs to understand rules and regulations have to be consistently high. We have to encourage discipline rather than indiscipline, and it's gender neutral now. I mean, this is the new philosophy. We need to tell the members of Congress they have a responsibility too, and they have created many of the problems that are playing out as many of us predicted many years ago.
Two quick questions before we let you go, Elaine. First of all, I have seen some reports, and I don't remember which branch or even if it's throughout a given branch, but not just in the transgender situation, but there is a blurring of the line in barracks or perhaps on subs. I don't remember exactly where it was between the sexes, even outside of the transgender question. To what extent is occurring?
Yes, you're right. Totally apart from the transgender situation, there was a scandal in the submarine community shortly after female sailors were brought onto submarines. I forget if there was one or more than one who was taking pictures surreptitiously of the women in the showers. This was a big scandal, and yes, the people involved were punished very severely. We've had these scandals before in a homosexual environment where certain women were taking pictures of other women in private showers. And that was a scandal that came up some decades ago. And who knows if it's happening again. The latest numbers on sexual assaults came out only about 10 days ago. I haven't had a chance to analyze all of them. But looking at them just briefly, I can see that the numbers are still going up, the numbers of actual cases. And get this, the numbers of male-on-male sexual assaults also are continuing to increase. In 2010, that number, that percentage, was under 10%. Last time I checked, it was 17%. Now it's north of 20%, male on male. What is going on here? The first thing that the Trump administration should do is assess the situation objectively. That has not happened. Whenever you hear, that repeal of that law, that was a big success and everything's fine. Those estimates only relate to the LGB and now T personnel in the military, lesbian, gays, bisexual, transgender. They are very satisfied. The transgenders want more. They have nothing to complain about. But on matters of religious liberty, the extension of legal status to transgenders, the issues of sexual assault, all of these indicators have been negative, exactly as many of us predicted. The only one that hasn't been affected yet is recruiting and retention because the economy has been poor. But now that the economy is going to start picking up, we're already seeing problems with recruiting and retention in the armed forces, the all-volunteer force, as it is today. And it's going to get worse. If you have more aircraft carriers, 12 carriers rather than 10, how are you going to man and woman them if we have a pregnancy issue that's also looming, becoming very large, and we have numbers of pregnant evacuations and people leaving that is almost the same as the number of sailors that are missing in the current force. They've got new incentives to have people stay on ships longer. So I know I'm throwing out a lot of facts very quickly, but the news is coming at us like a fire hose right now. The results of 8 years of Barack Obama are now coming forward. This nude picture scandal is only a small part of it. It certainly is getting a lot of attention. It will get more in the future. But I would hope that people would look at this calmly and say, how do we get back to a culture of discipline rather than indiscipline? It should be better than the civilian world in all of the branches of the armed forces. But we should not expect people to be saints or perfect any more than machines are perfect. We have to allow for machines breaking down. We have to allow for human failings as well. People make mistakes. Women make mistakes. Men make mistakes. When they become public like this, then it hurts everyone.
Elaine, I know you've got to run, so I just want to throw in one more question here.
We've got a lot of work ahead of us.
One more question here, and hopefully in just a short period of time, and that's that I'm sure you've seen this criticism out there that the Marines were the branch that really put up the fight about women in combat roles. And so mm-hmm. now it's the Marine Corps where women are being victimized in this situation. And
that is the worst, most preposterous spin of all. You know why? The Marines asked that this not happen. The Marines asked for exceptions. The Marines also asked that the 1993 law not be repealed. They were overruled in both cases by the politicians. In the case of women in combat, they were overruled by the Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter. Shouldn't Ashton Carter share part of the blame for this? Shouldn't the members of Congress who voted to repeal that law? Instead, they're using the Marines as scapegoats and accusing them of having a deeply flawed culture. Well, the Marines are combat-oriented, yes. They are masculine-oriented, yes. And sometimes men behave in ways that are inappropriate. We know this. But to put all the blames on the Marines and not on the civilians who made the policy, I think that's wrong, and I think it's unfair.
Elaine, we'll call time there. Thank you very much for your time, as always.
Okay, thank you.
Elaine Donnelly, President of the Center for Military Readiness. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.